this is the second part of It's All About Food. And before I bring on my next guest, I wanted to just sum up a little bit more about our recent fundraising event, the Happy Earth Day Review. We had some really great sponsors at this event, and one I wanted to bring up is Vote Couture, which is a vegan fashion company, and they offered a vegan version of wool for this lovely little felt pencil skirt. It was really adorable, and we had one of those to give away in one of our silent auction boxes. And the Catskill Animal Sanctuary, which is really a lovely, lovely sanctuary, they offered a stay in their homestead, which is a lovely bed and breakfast. And if you ever want to get a gift for someone, this is like a great gift because they get to go and stay in a beautiful place in a lovely atmosphere. And then if you want to, for them to learn a little bit more about what's going on with animals, then they can just take a little trip over to Farm Sanctuary. And in a loving, non-judgmental, beautiful way, they can learn about some of the terrible things that are going on in the world. And it might just change their lives. And we had some really wonderful things in our gift bag, including coupons for Tofurky and Gardein, all these meat-based, plant-based meat alternatives. Maywa gave some of their product. They were really very generous. They make all kinds of vegetarian meats. You can find them at maywanyc.com, and you don't have to live in New York City to take advantage of them. They ship all over the place. But one of the other goodies that we had in our gift bag was something called Alternative Eats, and we're going to learn a little bit more about them right now because I have Haley Rich on with us, who's the founder and CEO of Alternative Eat, the first quick-dissolving multivitamin for adults who can't swallow pills. And after the success of Alternative Eats for adults, Haley launched Alternative Eats Kids, the all-natural alternative to sugary gummy vitamins that stick to kids' teeth. And she recently lobbied on Capitol Hill with the Natural Products Association and has a new book coming out in 2016 called Should I Scoop Out My Bagel? Welcome to It's All About Food, Haley.
Hi, thanks so much, Karen. How are you?
Good. I was really excited when I found your product, Alternative Eats.
Thanks. We're so excited to be found by you.
Yeah, well, I don't have a personal problem swallowing vitamins, and when I went through a romp with advanced ovarian cancer 8 years ago, one of the things that I did was take lots of nutraceuticals, and I was taking tons of pills every day, and thank goodness I could swallow them. But a lot of them, if I could, I opened them up and put them in a smoothie because that made it a lot easier.
Yeah, that's one of the things with our vitamins. It's actually a powder, so you can pour it on your mouth and take it like you would a pixie stick when you were younger. Or you can also mix it into anything you want. So smoothies, puddings, applesauce, cereals, anything but obviously that doesn't involve heat because that would ruin the integrity of the nutrients. So it is something for people who can't swallow pills or just something who are looking for an easier or more inclusive ways of not having to pop more pills throughout their day.
And I'm surprised that there really aren't any others out there for a multivitamin.
Yeah, you know, there really aren't that many. I mean, there are some gummies out there, which, as you know, contain gelatin, so they're not a great, most of them do anyway, not a great source for vegetarians or vegans. But, you know, a lot of the non-pill alternatives out there actually have some drawbacks to them. And when I set out to develop Alternivites, I thought it was really important to kind of take all the positives and leave out all the negatives. So when it comes to, you know, animal products and byproducts, artificial sweeteners, you know, lots of sugar in there, lots of those different types of things, you know, that really prevent people from taking vitamins. I feel that the more people we can bring back into the category, the better, and that's something I hope that we accomplish with our vitamins.
Okay, so first I was pronouncing it wrong. It's
Alternivite. Everyone pronounces it wrong and my name wrong. I'm well used to it.
And how is your name pronounced?
Hallie.
Hallie. Okay, I got that right.
Yes.
Or did I say Haley?
No, I think you said Hallie.
Oh, my goodness. You say Haley, and I say Hallie.
Yeah, exactly. I get it all. As long as you're pointing in my direction, you got my attention.
Good. Now, there are all kinds of crazy ingredients that you can find in vitamins, like GMO-based corn starches and things that people don't even think about. And then we've heard most recently, some scary things about different vitamin suppliers where you're not even getting the product you think you're getting, and you might be getting something toxic or horrible.
Well, I guess let me address those two separately. When it comes to GMOs, I agree, but I think that's not a problem that's only inherent to vitamins. Unfortunately, you don't know of most of what you're taking because of the label laws, you know, what's from GMO and not, what's not. Mm-hmm. We're very proud that our vitamins have no GMO ingredients in them, and we label it appropriately so that people who, you know, are looking for non-GMO products know that ours, you know, fulfills that requirement, and for people who, you know, aren't too concerned with GMOs at this point, then, you know, it's neither here nor there for them. In terms of the recent studies that came out, some of the testing methods were a bit questionable. Now, I agree with you completely that if there are any supplements on the market that don't have what they state to have, then they should absolutely be off the market. But that would be illegal. So, you know, it's not that that's common practice in the industry at all. A lot of, you know, one of the, and I don't make herbal supplements, so I am definitely not an authority on that side of the business. But an example that was told to me was that if you took the coffee that you buy at a regular coffee shop and took that to a research, you know, lab and had them test it for coffee, that they would actually not be able to find any DNA of coffee in it because it's an extract. And the same goes with some herbal supplements that are made from extracts. So while you're looking for the DNA of it, you know, it's kind of ruined in the process because you're dealing with something different. You know, it's a part of it, just not the whole. So I thought that was a really, you know, interesting explanation of kind of the science behind the testing. And the FDA itself said that alone they wouldn't use this DNA, you know, barcoding method in isolation for these things. So I just think it's important to look at it through the right lens and to say, if these are wrong, absolutely get them off the market, but let's just use the right testing to go after it.
Okay, now do you have a personal story why you started this company?
I do, actually. I am the third generation in my family to be in the vitamin industry, but up until I started my own company, I actually never took vitamins. Believe it or not, I can't swallow pills, as you know, mentioned earlier. So I was kind of like the pillmaker's daughter who couldn't take pills, or the, you know, the modern day shoemaker's daughter who didn't have shoes. So I kind of set out to create this delivery form for people who can't swallow pills or who don't want to, because I, you know, passionately believe in the power of proper supplementation, but I'll tell you one time vitamins definitely won't work is when you don't take them. So, you know, I tried to answer my own need and found that there were, you know, millions of Americans who are just like me who were looking for non-pill supplement alternatives.
Okay, now are there some things that have to be in a pill that can't be loose in a powder?
I guess with my invention I would say nothing has to be anything, but there are restrictions for what some things can come in, and, you know, a lot of it has to do with taste. Because basically, you know, what I'm did with my vitamins is it's kind of like eating the cookie dough before the cookie. Mm-hmm. You know, you just take the recipe and you just don't put it into the oven to make it. So, you know, it's not that it's so different. It's just we're using some coated vitamins so it doesn't, you know, inherently taste bad on your tongue, because anyone who's ever taken half a pill or, you know, kind of burped up a regular, you know, pill or capsule knows that those things don't generally taste so good. But, you know, a lot of things more have to do with taste and have to do with kind of the form that it comes in.
Hmm. Okay. And then when I get vitamin C, for example, I like to get the powdered version and I just scoop out a quarter teaspoon or something because I like the most inexpensive version and controlling it myself. Mm-hmm. Is that possible with multivitamins to have, you know, a big loose container of powder that you just scoop out, or do they have to be in individual doses, or that's probably the way most people like them?
Most people do like them in individual doses just because it's pre-measured. They don't have to worry about, am I really getting, is it a heaping teaspoon? Is it a regular teaspoon? Mm-hmm. Where am I, you know, curling it off? So especially when it comes with something like a supplement or even, you know, if there was ever an OTC, most people want them pre-measured. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could take the packets, open them up, and do anything you want with them.
That's good. Now, I'm looking at your Alternivites website, and there's, like, so many things that are not in your vitamins.
Yeah, we're proud for our vitamins just as much of what we do have as just as much what we don't. You know, we don't have any GMOs, as you mentioned. We're sugar-free. We're gluten-free. There's no animal products or animal byproducts. There's no high fructose corn syrup or aspartame. We're certified kosher. So, you know, we're really proud of doing this in what we find to be, you know, a very clean way of making a vitamin. We don't have any of those artificial fillers and binders and sweeteners and preservatives and colors and dyes, and, you know, the list can go on and on about what some of the other vitamins have out there. So we're very proud of, like you said, not only the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that we do have, but all of that long laundry list of stuff that we don't.
Now, are you planning more different types of multivitamins? You know, we live in a world where we can't have enough choice. There's like a gazillion different versions of so many different things. But a lot of vitamin manufacturers today, they have a man's formula, a woman's formula, a child's formula, and then a formula with extra this and that for people that want it. And I'm even thinking about, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who has his line of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
But he always tells us to stay away from adding certain vitamins in the multivitamin. And, you know, so I wonder if you're considering any of those things for other variations.
Right now, our multivitamin is staying as is. Later this summer, we'll be introducing a vitamin C product, a vitamin D product, and a calcium product as standalone items. But as far as multis, we're really happy with our product as it is now. And in the immediate future, we have no plans for, targeted multivitamin formulas. That's something that, as the research continues, you know, that we'll just keep taking a look at.
Okay. Really good. So what happened when you went to Capitol Hill?
It was really interesting to kind of, you know, walk into those offices of our senators and our congressmen and meet with their aides. It was really refreshing. You hear so many bad things about politics and politicians, and I must say I am from New York, so I met with the aides of some New York senators and congressmen. They were very engaged, you know, very into healthy living and being proactive about their constituents' health. And it was really interesting explaining to them where we are with the industry, where we want to take the industry, and it was really, I would say, a welcome surprise to see the interaction between us, and it was a wonderful experience.
Hmm. Oh, that is nice for a change to hear something good about our government. I'm just finding your upcoming book title hysterical.
Thank you.
Because I know so many people who have scooped out their bagels. What's it about?
So a dear friend and colleague of mine is a registered dietitian, and we were speaking one day at, over work about how we constantly are being asked the same questions over and over again by colleagues, by friends, by complete strangers who find out once I'm in the vitamin industry and she's, you know, in the nutrition business, and how even with the wealth of information out there at our fingertips, it's so contradictory and you just don't know what to believe and who has what agenda. And so we decided to kind of take our top 100 questions that were always asked and write a book and make a Q&A. And, you know, it's very tongue-in-cheek and very witty, and it's not preachy at all. But we just kind of lay out the facts, and we want people to realize that life is fun and it's meant to be enjoyed, but there's a healthy way and a moderate way to do everything, and that's really our approach to the book.
Do you eat bagels?
I do eat bagels, and I love bagels, but I do scoop my bagel.
You are a bagel scooper.
I am a scooper.
That's funny. I rarely eat bagels these days. I do love them, though, but I just avoid them. I'm part of the Food Revolution Summit this week, which is being put on by John and Ocean Robbins. It's an all-week-long, exhausting summit all about food, and they're experts on every day. It's 3 hours a day. And today they were talking about Flintstone vitamins, as a matter of fact, and how horrible they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad information out there about some of what Flintstones does and doesn't have. But, you know, I don't like to speak bad about my competition. I'd just like to say I think ours are better. How about that?
Yes. Well, okay. So, I mean, I just want to mention that, you know, they have artificial colors and aspartame and gluten and things that you think are safe for children, but a lot of children react really negatively to these artificial things that we consider okay to put in our bodies.
Right. I mean, I like to say, you know, without knocking anybody, you know, there was a time for vitamins from the Stone Age, but that time has passed.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's really good. Now, your vitamins are manufactured here in the United States?
Yes, we're actually manufactured right here in New York. We are manufactured, packaged, distributed, and headquartered in New York.
Very nice. I love to hear that.
Yes, as do we. Like to keep things close to home.
Yeah, very good. Well, I want to really thank you for being a part of my fundraiser last week by offering all of our attendees samples of your Alternavites. That was a really nice little unusual treat to have in our gift bags.
Well, thanks for letting us be a part of it. You know, we like to think that we're a company with a conscience, and it's nice to partner with people who feel the same way.
Yeah, we do. So thank you. And I do know some people close to me that can't swallow vitamins, so I'm definitely going to let them know about this.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me on It's All About Food. It's All About Vitamins.
Have a great day. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. That was Hallie Rich, and the website is Alternavites, A-L-T-E-R-N-A-V, like Victor, like vitamin, I-T-E-S. com. You can find out more about that if you have a hard time swallowing vitamins or know someone who does. So we just have a few minutes left, right? And that was funny. We just have a few minutes left, right? Okay, I amuse myself all the time. So I've mentioned a number of times this Food Revolution Summit, and we've listened to people this week like Michael Pollan and Eric Schlosser, and today we listened to Raj Patel. It's really been a very inspiring thing to be knowing that hundreds of thousands of people are listening at the same time you are, or at least will be within the day or so, and want this information. There's something about the power of numbers. But like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I'm thrilled that people want this information. And it's great to hear these food expert leaders talking. But it won't go anywhere if it's just talk and listening. We have to act. And the real action, the real work, happens from you and me. It doesn't happen from these celebrity, well-known, best-selling book author people. It happens from all of us making a difference. So we do whatever we can, right? We eat plant foods. We try and get to know our local farmers. You know, a lot of us who are vegan and vegetarian or plant-strong kind of people, we're horrified about what's going on with our non-human animal friends that we share this planet with, but horrible things are happening to the humans, too, who make our food. And like we were talking about earlier with Joshua and the fashion, when you're wearing a piece of clothing or when you're eating a piece of food, do you take the time to think, how did this get here? And what were all the things that happened along the way? And unfortunately, with our food, with our fashion, there's a lot of exploitation in every step. And the only way that we can change that is really being aware, not supporting the businesses and brands that we know are not doing nice things. Sometimes that means we have to go without. You may not be able to buy that cheap T-shirt if you realize whose hands touched it and what they had to go through to get that into a store near you. And money speaks louder than anything else. We just can't support these things. So I'm excited to know that there are people out there doing their part, creating products that we can believe in, that we can support, and then we do the rest. Now, I was talking to Jane Velez Mitchell a couple of weeks ago, and I'm really excited to hear that people have been responding to some of the things she said and are contacting their local politicians about some of the things she spoke about, all kinds of horrible animal testing and things going on. And we all need to do that. And it's hard. I know we're all busy. We're all involved in our own lives, but we each have to do something. So this is my call after Earth Day last week. And, you know, we can come up with a different excuse every day why we need to do more. And I just hope I can inspire you a little bit to speak louder. And that may just mean inviting people over and making them delicious, healthy food and letting them know. You know, I do this all the time, and I know that some of the people that I socialize with are just never going to get it. But there's always hope that one day they will, and they will. It just takes time. So we just have to be joyful about it and generous and stay on the path. That's my message. Stay on the path. Yes. I wanted to mention also Go Organic NYC. I think I mentioned them before. They were another sponsor for our event, and I'm so grateful for them, not just because they donated some gift certificates for my event, but they have made it a lot easier for me, especially in this last week when I have been extremely busy, busier than ever before, if that's possible, because they deliver. I was able to get my kale and my collards and have healthy food to eat, and they do it really reasonably. So if you're in the New York metro area, I really recommend checking out Go Organic NYC. And for any of you that are involved with the Engine 2 diet, Rip Esselstyn's book and Engine 2, they have a website, engine2extra.com. I'll be there tonight in their chat. I don't know what it's called, but they have some kind of chat room on the engine2extra.com site, and I'll be there chatting away at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So join me there. That'll be fun. And that's all for now. Have a delicious week.